Coventry Amazon 1 year on, victory to the workers. Miller Matharu, Coventry Socialist Party. Saturday the 5th of August. On the same date last year, Amazon workers at the Coventry BHX4 warehouse gathered to initially discuss the insulting 50p an hour pay rise with unions and protest against it. Now, coaches from around the country came to support their leap into action over the last year. Over 200 attended the rally, including around 150 from outside Coventry. It started off as a rainy morning, but a young shop steward said that this dispute is so important that, even if a tsunami came, we will be here. During the celebration of the anniversary, there were several speakers showing solidarity and sharing their experiences. One Amazon worker said, "No one was happy when they heard about the 50p pay rise, and I had to do something. I spend 6 days a week at work, and I do not live a normal life, because I can't afford to pay bills. We do this to have a normal life. We are not asking for much. I cannot believe so many people are here, and we are not gonna stop. I feel the stark difference of a year later. From 48 to 50 of us walking out, now there are over 1,000 of us standing united against a corporate giant." At 3 p.m., Amazon bosses sent home the day shift and contacted the night shift to say that they didn't need to report for work, but that they would be paid. The Amazon warehouse then closed down. Jane Nellist spoke from Coventry Trades Council and raised the National Shop Stewards Network, NSSN, lobby of the Trades Union Congress, TUC, and invited people to come on our coach. At least one Amazon worker has agreed to come along, see page 2. Amazon strikes spread iron in a year what the high ups earn in 6 seconds. Gareth Knox, Black Country Socialist Party. Amazon workers in the GMB Union in Rugeley, Staffordshire, were out on strike on 3 and the 4th of August. The picket was 20 plus members strong, with a local RMT member joining them in solidarity. Many workers spoke of how they were fighting for fair pay in the current economic situation. One said, "I just want to afford a house and raise a family." Workers were acutely aware of the vast wealth of their employer. "I earn in a year what some of the high ups earn in 6 seconds. So they can afford to pay us a bit more." Amazon has already shown that they can pay their workers more, as they all were paid £2 an hour extra during the lockdowns, but bosses showed little gratitude for their efforts as they revoked this pay increase after the lockdowns ended. Workers are also faced with the prospect of the site being closed down and having their jobs relocated, a decision that is allegedly being consulted on, but giving workers no say on this proposal,